You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Episode 15 of Soundtracks, Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and we are back to the premieres. I'm happy to say we just got it yesterday, and I couldn't wait, had to rush it out. Sony Classical's Life of Pi, scored by Michael Dana. We're going to be talking about that and the film that seemed to come out of nowhere for this fall season that has been just full of awesome movies. So I'm going to do things a little differently this time, mix things up a little bit. I usually do the first track at the beginning of Soundtracks just to kind of give you a feel, because it's always a good representation of what you're going to expect as you're going. However, one song in particular really just grabbed my attention and became an instant favorite of the score. I hope you like it as well. It's Pasin Molitor Patel, right here on Soundtracks. Pasin Molitor Patel right here on Soundtracks. We're covering Sony Classical's Life of Pi, scored by Michael Dana. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And to my American listeners, I hope I'm giving you some brief respite from the constant electoral coverage you are receiving right now. Hopefully you can just listen to this and relax. I promise no politics here. I'm not going to tell you which way to vote, one way or the other. And hey, if you don't vote, that's fine with me as well. Do what you got to do. Back to the movie. Like I was saying earlier before the break, Life of Pi, before, I guess, up until 2 weeks ago, really, was nothing more to me than just a really vague trailer. But as reviews continue to roll in, I'm seeing overwhelmingly positive ones. Very, very positive. Some are even making the argument that this could be the first 3D film to win Best Picture at the Academy Awards with some of the stunning visuals it has. I'm reluctant to believe it. I'm reluctant to believe it because I know how film festivals are, and I feel like I get a grasp for the audience that's there. And I feel like sometimes their evaluations go into the fact that they're one of the first people actually seeing the film from the public. So I don't know how to respond to that, really. I can say that I sure hope so. I would like to see 3D develop to a point where that becomes the standard in filming. And I know people are very resistant to it right now. They don't really want to go that direction. But it's only a logical step. Unless, of course, they do some like whole virtual reality thing, and perhaps maybe 20 or 30 years down the road, I'm the one trying to wrestle a tiger for some fish with a stick that's all pointy and stuff. Whatever. So, as you may be aware, if you've read the famous novel, a central theme in this book is religion. So you're going to be noticing, if you pick up the soundtrack, there's a lot of different references to different religious entities and such, covering, you know, Hinduism, Christianity, and many more, really. We've come to one of those songs that has kind of a religious theme to it. And I want to point out that in the ones that have references to Vishnu or things in Hindu culture, the music sounds very Indian. You'll notice when you listen to Godstorm, you kind of get the sense of a church, you know, chorus or choir. So I found that interesting. Let me know if you feel the same way. It's Godstorm right here on Soundtracks. God's Storm right here on Soundtracks. Once again, if you're looking to pick up this wonderful soundtrack, check out Sony Classical or iTunes. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and Angley back to form with this film. Or so many are saying. Can't give an official endorsement. I haven't seen it yet. But I can say there is one director that was slated to do this movie before that I definitely would not have considered seeing it if I knew. And it's a shame that M. Night Shyamalan has reached that stage in his career. I really hope he has at least one more good film in him. And I think he can do it, in all honesty. But let me just say, I don't think Life of Pi was that film he was going to do it with. You know, he's good when it comes to the suspense and horror twist. Or at least he used to be. And he really screwed up Avatar. So I just really don't know what kind of direction he would have taken Life of Pi. He probably would have changed the book. And then it would have turned out, you know, the main character was actually never on a shipwrecked boat with a bunch of animals, but the animals were people in his past lives, and he was in a mental institution or something like that. Or maybe he, you know, his character would realize he's in the woods, and then he'd wander out of the woods, and he's actually in the modern day, and he's been sheltered his entire life. I don't know. Something like that. I don't know why I'm so critical. I've never tried to direct a film. I'm sure it's very difficult. So if you're listening, Mr. Shyamalan, I apologize. I'm just poking a little fun at you. And you can poke fun at me. In fact, you got something negative you want to say to me, give me an email, mickjost@geektyrant.com. You can also say something positive if you want to. I always love to hear any comments you have on the show and the like. So, with that said, let's get back to the music, shall we? This is The Island, which has a very islandy feel, right here on Soundtracks. The Island on Sony Classical's Life of Pi soundtrack, composed by Michael Donna. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and I've come to the realization lately that I am a fan of the piano intro followed by the strings. I was going through some old episodes, and this was actually a friend brought this up to me. Every episode that there's been an opportunity for me to do it, I have found one song that does a piano kind of tune, followed by kind of strings bringing up to the height of the song. So to return to form, yes, I do realize that I do kind of love that kind of song very much, but it's just one of those classical things you can't let go of. So we're going on to a song that's very much like every other song you hear in every movie, but I still love it. So if you love it as much as I do, I'm sure you won't mind. Before I do though, remember you can follow us on Twitter @Soundtracks. You can always find out what the next episode's gonna be, where you can download it and get entered to win contests and cool prizes. So, with that, on to which story do you prefer right here on Soundtracks. Which story do you prefer right here on Soundtracks? Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And yes, we've come to the end of another great episode of the show. Once again, I want to give a thank you to Sony Classical for letting me use the soundtrack. Hats off to Michael Donna for creating yet another formidable score to go into the running for Best Original Score and the Oscars this season. Plus, I think Soundtracks is going to be doing its own award ceremony, so stay tuned for more details on that. And hopefully this is going to be another great movie and a year of just several great movies. One thing's for sure, the Oscars are going to certainly be very enjoyable to watch this year with all the great films that we've seen. So have a good rest of your day. Be sure to subscribe to Soundtracks on Twitter, SOUNDTRAX, and subscribe on iTunes because, you know, like I say every time, it does help. Going to leave you with Pye's Lullaby because it's quite rare that you hear such a beautiful use of Eastern voice in a song that isn't related to anything negative in America. So, have a good day, and stay tuned to Thursday where we will be giving details on that episode. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.